USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Oregon and New Mexico are the latest states to impose some form of a lockdown to try to curb the spread of the coronavirus. In New Mexico, Governor Michelle Grisham has closed non-essential locations in the state for 2 weeks starting on Monday. And in Oregon, Governor Kate Brown has imposed what she's calling a two-week freeze, closing indoor dining, gyms, and recreational facilities, and reducing capacity at grocery stores and pharmacies. Brown says the aim of her orders is to help reduce the strain on the state's hospital system.
It's a very dangerous situation, and our hospitals have been sounding the alarm. This isn't just about COVID-19 patients. The next time you need medical care, the last thing you want to hear is that the ambulance has no place to go.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum announced a mask mandate on Friday night, also imposing a 10 p.m. curfew on all bars and restaurants in his state. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value, so you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
A federal judge has ruled that Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf was unlawfully appointed, and his order suspending applications for the Obama-era Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals program is invalid. Wolf was appointed to the acting director's role in November of 2019 and was formally nominated for the position in August, but has not been confirmed by the Senate. Judge Nicholas Garifas's ruling said that Wolf was never in the official order of succession at DHS, meaning his ascension to the role of secretary was unlawful. As a result, his suspension of the DACA program back in July was ruled invalid. Another tropical storm is churning in the Caribbean Sea and could be taking aim at areas hard hit last week by Hurricane Eta. Tropical storm Iota formed Friday and is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane before approaching Nicaragua and Honduras, bringing strong winds and torrential rains to an area already trying to recover from damage and flooding from Eta. Hurricane watches are already in effect for most of the eastern coasts of Honduras and Nicaragua. The storm is expected to make landfall Monday night or Tuesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A convicted murderer is captured after being on the lam for more than 50 years. Kenneth Burns has more from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
A man serving a life sentence for murder when he escaped custody while attending his grandma's funeral 5 decades ago is back behind bars. The FBI said Leonard Rain Moses was 16 when he was convicted in the 1968 killing of 71-year-old Mary Amplow during civil unrest in Pittsburgh following the assassination of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Authorities said Moses and his friends firebombed Amplow's house. She was badly burned and died a few months later. He escaped from custody while attending his grandmother's funeral in 1971 in the Berg. Authorities caught up with him in Michigan, where he was living under the assumed name of Paul Dixon. He was charged earlier this year with stealing prescription painkillers from a pharmacy he worked at. Moses, or Dixon, his fingerprints matched his 1968 arrest file.
And earlier this month, the United States officially pulled out of the Paris Accords on climate change, but was that the right move? Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
As China continues to be the biggest polluter on the planet with 28% of the Earth's total greenhouse gas emissions, does it make sense for the United States to rejoin the very expensive Paris Climate Accord? National security analyst Dr. Rebecca Grant tells Fox more needs to be done to the agreement.
Well, first off, China, not America, is the climate monster. Their greenhouse gas emissions have gone up 353% since 1990. And we could rejoin, we could pay for a lot of carbon capture here, and China can ruin the planet all by themselves.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.